take off into the mountain to be protected by the Lord, and he's even going to feed them at that time. It's going to be a lot like the desert wanderings during the when Israel was left from Egypt, land of Egypt, and God took care of them with manna and things like that. And then Christ's going to return again with his bride, and he's going to set up his kingdom. He's going to rule and reign from the throne of David, and then we can explain the rest of it a little bit later, and then, of course, all of eternity, where we'll spend eternity with him. That's Dr. Kober's little graphic, and there are several others. We could look at those and show you those later as we go on. Here we go. Let's go very quickly here. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and that is picture number 6. But let's go here real quick. As you look at the book of Revelation at the beginning, what's that, Jane? Use this one? Point at this one? Okay. Well, yep, okay. So Revelation chapter 1 pictures the Lord Jesus Christ with the sword coming out of his mouth of justice, eyes of flame, hair white as snow, the return of Christ here, the rapture is pictured here with Christ coming for the church. We have God holding the hand of John as he writes the book of Revelation, and we have the seven pastors here of those local churches, the churches here on the shoreline, and of course the seven lights with Christ walking through the midst. He says he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end and everything in between. And then of course we have the two keys, the keys to the bottomless pit and Hades that Christ has, and then of course Israel being the nation that God uses, God's chosen people. So that's picture number 1. There's two of them right here. So there's the head of one and the head of the other one. The other one has Omega on it, and then the second one has a symbol of Israel. And they're both right here, interlinked together. There's two keys. Bottomless pit and Hades, I think, is what Scripture says. There we go. All right. Any other questions? Oh, they're the same, but he's got the keys to both of them, Scripture says in Revelation. Yeah, they could be. They got two different keys. Yeah. Yeah, death and hell and, yes, torture. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yes. Yep. Yep. And then this one here, point number 2. There are 7 churches, of course, and he did not have time to paint a picture for every one of the churches, which I believe gives a little bit details about the history of the local church and the different time period. It's really interesting as you look into that. But, so he just did a painting of Laodicea. And the painting of Laodicea is Jesus outside knocking on the door, trying to get in, waiting for somebody on the inside to open the door. And, of course, Laodicea, they say that they are rich, but yet they are poor. And here we have a man looking over the wall, which is quite an insult. As you look over the wall and don't open the door, he's got a bag of money there, and then he's got one patch saying that, indicating that he is blind, that he doesn't see as well as he could, partially blind. And then we have a family here, of course, that's fighting, and the wall here is cracked, and we know that the family is under attack. Family's under attack, and trying to destroy the family, and in the world today. And so they're arguing. We have a man over here that's totally blind, naked, and seeking for money. And then over here we got the 7 candlesticks. And of course the last one has smoke rolling up, which means that it's not hot, but yet it's not cold. There's still smoke there. And Scripture says that the church of Laodicea is lukewarm, and he's going to spew them out of his mouth. And then of course we have the brick right here that Jesus says, I am going to build my church. And that's exactly what he's doing. And have you had a better look at that now, Chuck? Above his thumb. Right here. right here? This one right here? Right here? I don't see the M. It's people. Oh, that's three people sitting on chairs. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't see where you're getting the M from. So those are people, three people sitting on a chair. And I was talking about these. I thought he was referring to this right here, the throne of God sitting on his throne. There we go. Yep, that's not an M. It's people sitting there. Yes. Yep. I will build my church. Yep. Yes, indeed. All right. And then we have this picture here. Is a view of God's view of the rapture. When the rapture takes place, you got the trumpet right here, the blast of the trumpet, calling all the saints up. They're all coming. And then, of course, we have Christ sitting on his throne. He's got the seal in his hand, the scroll with several seals, and the 24 elders with crowns on their heads. And then, of course, we got the four beasts here. We got the ox or lamb, the lion, and then we got the man here. And the eagle. So, of course, I've made reference to the fact the eagle referring to his deity, the man referring to the humanity of Christ, and then the ox or lamb concerning the servant, that Jesus Christ came as a servant, and then also a lion referring to a king. So we got Matthew referring to the fact that Jesus Christ is king, that he is the Messiah, that he's going to rule and reign. And then as a servant, Mark, Gospel of Mark. And then over here, Luke, his humanity, the fact that he's 100% man, and he's also 100% God, his deity, the eagle, which refers to the Gospel of John. And the rapture all occurring there in the 24 elders. And of course, the lampstands, too. There's lampstands there going across, the scripture tells us about. All right, and then we have the seals that are opened, and we look at the seals that are open. We have the white horse referring to the Antichrist, the red horse referring to, and the Antichrist, he has a bow but no arrows, which refers to the fact that he is going to take over the land mentally. And then we also have the red horse referring to war, and then the bluish horse over here, referring to the fact of famine and the scale, the weight to scale and that food's going to be so expensive and that there's going to be a famine in the land. And then, of course, of death and those dying, the white horse or pale horse that's here. And then, of course, as we come over and we got the come Lord Jesus. And then how long will you wait? You got all the saints and wrapped up in white and below the altar. And then, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 6 is going to be the sun's going to turn dark, and the third of the moon turn to blood, and fire coming down from above, and those here crying out for the stones to fall on us. And then here we've got number 6, which is the saints sitting underneath the throne, the 144,000 that came to know Christ as their Savior, called upon his name. And then, of course, number 7 contains all of the next seven judgments. And then here we have the feet of iron and of clay. And, of course, we know Daniel chapter 9. Remember the story of Daniel chapter 9 refers to King Nebuchadnezzar. And Rolly and Randy like to call him Nebuchadnezzar because he had to have a fever and a cold to have such a dream like he had. So Rolly and Randy like to call him Nebuchadnezzar. But in any case, during that time, remember the dream that he had? He had a dream of this huge image. It was quite an honor in Daniel chapter 9 that God was sharing with King Nebuchadnezzar all the world leaders. So you had the image, its head was of gold, his body of silver, gold, silver, bronze, iron, and then iron and clay, his feet. And so it's talking about Babylon, Medes and the Persians, Greece and Rome, and then the 10 nations that are going to rule the world. And that's what we see today. You got the 10 toes, referring to the 10 nations that are ruling the world and trying to take over and be number one. And of course, we know later on, we're going to find out on the next picture, the seven trumpets. And we got the seven trumpets here. The angel coming with lightning and thunder, first of all. And then the first trumpet here, we got hail and fire. The second trumpet is a mountain falling into the ocean, causing a third of the ocean to turn to blood. And then, of course, we got the third boat here that sinks because of the picture of the third of the waters turning to blood and all the fish dying. And then we have here the third trumpet, which takes a third of the fresh water. And then the fourth trumpet, I have the stars falling and the third of the moon again darkening, a third of the sun darkening, and stars falling from heaven. And then the next trumpet, you got the three woes. Woe, woe, woe. And the first one, you got the beast coming from the pit, has a face of a man and hair like a woman and feet like a horse and a tail like a scorpion. They're going to sting those that do not have the mark of the beast. And then the second woe, you have angels coming from what? Going to sting the unsaved, those without the mark of God. Yep. I can show you that later. Yep, it's in there. Those who sting those. Let's look at it here. The beast. Yes. Yep, it's going to sting those who have the mark of Satan. But they won't. They won't sting those who have the mark of God. I can look at that later. Okay, James. Yep. Okay, and then the angels here. Well, chains falling off. And then here we have a little bit of a commercial where angel of the Lord comes. He's got this measuring stick to measure. And he's standing on the ocean and on the earth. And John receives this scroll that he chews that is sweet at the taste, but causes his belly to be in anguish. And then you have the two witnesses that come. And I made a statement that I think that's probably Moses and Elijah. And then we got here then the seventh trumpet. We got Satan with this fist in the air toward God because the angels cry out and said, now the earth is the throne room of God, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he rebels against that and points his fist to heaven like that's a trump card that he is going to win. And in his anguish and anger, he is shaking his fist at God. Okay, now we have this one, the woman. We want to look. I believe this is picture number six, right? I think that's number six. Chapter 12, is that right? Yeah, chapter 12. We got it. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12. The red dragon. Bones and feet. Go. Yes, there is. Yep. Oh, yes. Got the I will of Satan, that he's going to rule and reign. Got the woman here in travail, standing on the earth. You got Satan up here. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 thrones. These look like horns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 horns, referring to the toes. These are the toes of iron and of clay. The 10 nations. The throne coming from heaven. All right, all kinds of stuff in there. Blood. Okay, so we'll see it as we read. Oh, right here. Israel, Mary, giving birth to the Son of God. You see her? There's her face. She's got a reed on her head. She's pregnant, standing on the earth. Okay. Uh-huh. That do it? There we go. So, chapter 12. Chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1, it says this, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun." So the woman clothed with the sun, you see the bright sun there? The woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. The moon. Oh, that's the moon. I'm sorry, I said that was the earth. The moon. Yeah, the moon. The moon under her feet. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So you see the crown here? 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. So there appeared another being, a great red dragon, which is right here, a red dragon, and 7 crowns. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. So his tail drew a third part of the heavens, so number 4, and see his tail, oh, there we go. His tail pushing them down toward earth. And those are the, when Satan fell, he said, I will be like the one true and living God. But because of his pride, God kicked him out of heaven. And when God kicked him out of heaven, he drew a third, a part of the stars, which I believe are a third of the angels. So 2/3 of the angels God created are still on God's side, but 1/3 of them follow Satan, which we view today as being the demon. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was born, or to devour. For to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So that's verse number 5. So we have the dragon here ready to devour the child as soon as it is born. We know that Herod, as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ was born, Herod killed all the baby males in Bethlehem from 2 years old and younger. Remember that? Satan was there to devour, to destroy. And also at the cross, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, his goal is to destroy the Son of God. But the child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So after the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and died for the sins of the world, that he went, and now he's sitting on the right hand of the Father on high. Oh, yes. Yeah, there we go. And got the scepter here with the symbol of Israel, the hands that are pierced, his feet that are pierced, and that he's going up to the throne room of God right up here. So, wow, we got lots of stuff here. This looks like a Roman soldier, the one who crucified. Okay, yep, caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So that is Israel running into the wilderness. This is probably her right here, running into the wilderness. And scholars today believe that that's Petra, that Israel will be running to Petra. And that's why a lot of trips going to Israel, they go to Jordan and go to Petra. And what's that? Right. Yep, there's water, and it's very, very hard. Very, very hard to overcome. It's very defendable. And so that's where scholars believe Israel is going to run into the wilderness. Like you said, there's nothing there. Wilderness. But God's going to take care of his own. And, yep. So they're running into the, she's running into the wilderness, Israel. And God's going to protect her. And here we have it. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth. Whoops. Am I at the right place? Yeah, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accusers of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. His time is very limited. And when the devil saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. So this is the woman that brought forth the man-child. He's running. Satan is cast down to earth. Seven horns there, referring to the our ten nations, the ten toes. And the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. So time is a year, times is 2 years and a half, so 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So Israel is running into the wilderness. God's protecting them, even though the dragon has this huge wave of water coming in to destroy them, and he can't do anything with Israel. So then he goes off and torments anyone who claims the name of Christ, a testimony of Jesus Christ. And so here she is. She's running for her life. I thought maybe she might have wings, but I don't see any wings. And all the saints who died and because of the Antichrist and trying to stop Satan's rule. So that's just a picture. After, and it's between, it's at the end of the trumpets and just before the bowls or vials. And so there's a time period here of several things going on, kind of like a commercial in the middle of it all. Yes, Roger. Yep. Well, he was... Yeah, he was certainly using him. I don't know if he was necessarily possessed by him, but at least he was being used. Yeah. Right. Yep. 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 And so this is just scripture, you know, saying, you know, what took place and kind of looking back at what Herod did, trying to take the life. You got the dragon here ready to consume the child that was born. Israel over here, the Israelite symbol, Christ the Savior going up into heaven. Yep, beautiful picture. Right. Right. Yep. Yeah, these kind of things. Well, it's things that have happened, I will, even all the way back to Satan's fall, but then also the future, because Israel still has not run into the wilderness yet. Yeah. So it's kind of an overview of everything, as well as the future and what's going to take place in the future. The ten toes up there and the nations that Satan is trying to take control of. Yeah, seven crowns. Let's see. Yeah, it says the seven crowns. Does it say what it is, Jane? So, ten toes, yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, the ten. Yeah. But later on, we're going to find out that Satan defeats three of the toes of the ten. A symbol, seven main ones that are following him. Seven, yeah, could be. Yes. Yes, it is. Yep, that's it. That's it. I've been there. I rode a horse through that. Where Indiana Jones riding his horse out, I rode a horse in. Yeah, it's really narrow. Narrow and long. It is so defendable. It's so easy to defend Petra. Yep, that rock that you see, when you step into it, it's not like that. It's only about this deep. You can barely stand in there. So when they show it in the movie, you come up to the door, which is very beautiful, the treasure place, and you step up in there. There's nowhere you can go. So in the movies, they went someplace else. Right. Are they digging it out now? Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Romans specifically. Yeah. Yeah. Masada. Yep, I've been there too. Yeah, I was in seminary when I got to go to Israel, and the professor that I wanted to make the trip into an elective, get 2 credits for it. And so he said, well, I have no idea what to do. I said, well, how about if I go to Petra, get all the information I need, and write a paper on Petra. And he said, yep, that sounds good. So I did my on Masada. Yeah, what did I say? Petra. Oh, Masada. I did it on Masada. And, yep. Yes. All right. So let's see here. His tail swept away. I want to make sure I got everything here. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Pastor.
Oh, here the throne. Listen to this. We have painted a throne with the Star of David on its side. A throne with the Star of David on its side. You see the Star of David here. I missed that. Star of David on its side. At his feet coming Christ came to transfer the throne of David from the heavens to the earth. The throne presents the authority to rule over David's kingdom. In our picture, we show a hand holding an iron scepter with the Star of David on the grip. His feet are standing on a clay jar. The jar is broken and pouring forth blood mingled with toes of iron and clay mix. Shattering a clay jar with his feet is a symbol of his subduing kings in the day of his wrath. Yep. Christ announced that at his second coming, he will appear in his glory in Matthew 16:27 and set up the messianic kingdom on earth. Since Christ did not sit upon the throne of David at his first coming, we have painted the empty throne cocked to one side. A shaft of light is reaching back up onto the throne that is still in heaven. Our text says, her child was caught up to God and to his throne, Revelation 12:5. David's throne is in heaven is also pictured empty, as Jesus is not reigning on David's throne in heaven after his ascension. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Okay. Yeah. We didn't sit on the throne of David, but his feet are here, his hands. But he didn't sit on it on earth, but he did ascend up into heaven, and he's going to come back on his second return. All right, there we go. So next Sunday, we'll begin with chapter 13 and look at it. Any questions? This is a very fascinating study. I've enjoyed it immensely. We'll keep looking at it. Maybe we'll get some more pictures from Dr. Kober and give some more ideas. The picture that I showed today from Dr. Kober was in the back if you're interested in having a copy of that. And we'll go ahead and begin again next Sunday on chapter 13. All right, let me give you a quick preview of the next picture. There we go. Let's go ahead and look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today, this opportunity to study your word, to draw closer to thee, knowing that one day, your judgment is going to come. The world seems like it's getting away with everything, getting away with corruption and sin and all kinds of wicked things going on. But we know that one day you promised that sin is going to receive its reward. It's going to be some consequences for denying the Lamb of God. Father, I pray that you'll use this study in our hearts, that we might draw closer to thee and certainly have an urgency to share with the world around us that there's hope in Christ, and that we can spend eternity in the presence of God. And Father, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can get up, stretch a little bit, get a drink, but don't go anywhere. There's still more to come.